Okay, today's daf is Sota daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's start with Kasva Limafreya. We're right in the middle of the Amud, and we're speaking about all the different details about writing the Megillas Sota as we continue the process of the Avoda of the Tara or the opposite of Tara, of Asota, proving her innocence, proving her guilt. So we spoke yesterday about what has to be written on the Megillah, the three different days in the Tanoim, how much, just the Arur, part of the Arur, and now Rava tells us some of the details about writing the Megillah. So it's one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. So not allowed to write it at night, as we saw, not allowed to write it, as we're up to now, Kasa Lamafreya. If one writes it out of order, what does Lamafreya here mean? Rashi says, writing the words out of order, Yarech, Vlanpil, Beten, Latzbos, the same words, but writing it in the opposite way, so that is not acceptable. Kasalam Afreya Psula, Dixiv, Vikasav es Ha'alos Ha'ela, Kitaksiva, it has to be Ela, like we have the drushes by Kriyashma, Vayodrama Ela, in terms of the Kriya. It has to be said specifically in that order. Kasva kodem shetakaba ala Shvua, Psula, also, if it is written before she accepts the Shvua, also, it's possible. It's not written. You don't have a standard form, and then you use it. Every Megillah Sota has to be written l'shem the Sota. We'll have one of the Tanaim that disagree in a couple of dafim, but this is what we paskin, that it has to be written l'shem each Sota. So, and only written after she accepts. Shedemar v'hishbiya v'yachar kach v'kasav. The Kohen is mashbiya her, and then he records the Megillah Sota on the klaf. Kasva igeres psula. B'sefer Amrachmana, also, it was written Igeres. What does Igeres mean? Like a letter? We know Megillah's Esther is Nikra Sefer V'Nikra Igeres. We know that from Maseches Megillah. What does Igeres mean here? It means, Rashi explains, without Sirtut, without the scoring on the parchment. We know every Sefer Torah and Mezuzah require Sirtut, which is a line we're used to, when we write, if we have lined paper, we write on the line, with the line under the writing. But Sirtut is the mark above the line. To make sure that the sofer goes straight in his writing, we mark it. That's one of the malachas on Shabbos, sirtut. So that if one writes the Megillah Sota without sirtut, so that is psula because it says b'sefer amrachmana. Rashi says v'halacha l'moshe misinai shasvarim tzrichin sirtut. Halacha Moshe b'Sinai that a sefer requires sirtut. We know from elsewhere machlokas rishonim that it seems that a sefer Torah and mezuzah need sirtut, but for some reason tefillin do not need sirtut based on psukim. How much needs sirtut? That's a machlokas elsewhere. Tosfos also discusses it here. Whether this big Tosfos on the bottom, whether sirtut is required in the entire sefer or just the first couple of lines. That is a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos has a suffix. What happens if you didn't do sirtut? Can you do sirtut afterwards? You wrote the Megillah, and now you want to have the sirtut. Is the sirtut just a requirement to be done? Or do you have to do the sirtut beforehand? So Tosfos has that suffix. Says Tosfos Mihu. It's about the 10th line of Tosfos, Yivar Maskel Kasva. Umiyu lo yadana. Im sirtate osa bein shita l'shita la'achar ksiva. What if you put the sirtut in after you wrote it? Even though when you wrote it inappropriately. You didn't write it as you were supposed to with sirtut. That's his suffix. That which is as a menachas uba megillah hilchasa mezuzah tzricha sirta navalo tefillin near the hachi hilchasa gemiri nala dein la sirta betefillin. That's what we just mentioned. There's no sirtut in tefillin. But that is the suffix of Tosfos. What is that suffix about? The Achronim discuss what we paskins. There's a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim notes in the Grach Halashas in Simin Kufla Mites the requirement of sirtut. His chakira is it part of the chefsa shall sefer Torah, or is it part of the requirement of the maisa ksiva of a sefer Torah? That's his difference. He's medayik it, a diukal in the language of the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, where the Rambam says, Ein kosvin ha-megillah ela bidyo ala gvil o ala klaf ke sefer Torah, v'tzricha sirtut ke Torah atzma. Megillah requires sirtut like the Torah itself. Ketorah Atzma. And then he quotes in Alacha Yud Aleph, Ve'ena Nitferes Ela Begidin Kesefer Torah. and it requires to be tied with sinews like a Sefer Torah. Like a Sefer Torah. Ask Reb Chaim, why is it the, by Dio, it just says like a Sefer Torah. By Sirtut, he says, Ketorah Atzma. Right, we know we're Medayik in the Mishnah Torah because that's the only Sefer the Rambam wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. All the other ones were in Arabic that were translated. So the Diakal, why by Sirtut it says Sefer Torah Atzma? Why by the other requirements, like a Sefer Torah, V'nira Meha Rambam, Hadza Ba'inim B'Sefer Torah Sirtut, says Reb Chaim, Lo Mishun the Sefer Torah Bo'i Sirtut. It's not because the Sefer Torah itself, the Chefsa Shel Torah, requires Sirtut. Ella Iker V'Yesod Dina De Torah Bari Sirtut B'Ksivasa. Hainu kishakosvin divrei Torah tsarech lemechta besirta. Part of the ma'isak siva, a ma'isak siva requires dio. Dio is not just for the chetza, but it's you have to write it with ink. You have to write it with your right hand. You have to write it with right, you have to all the lishma. You have to write it with sirtut. The chazinan zeh mehadakasav Rambam behilchas tefillin aval tefillin ain't zrichem sirtut b'bnei shei mechupin. Right, he says, the Rambam quotes a reason why Sirtut is not required by Tefillin. V'lachar HaKasha, what does the Rambam have to give a reason for? There's a Xeris HaKasav. What has to say? Because it's covered, and that's why you don't need Sirtut. But says Reb Chaim, according to our words, Asi Shapir, because there's a Svara here that the Rambam has to go against. The Halacha lo nemra b'sefer Torah ki im b'ksivas Torah. The din of Sirtut is that you need it regarding the din of Ksivas Torah, Vim Kain. Lo nemra halacha b'sefer Torah mizuz, the shnei b'sirchan Sirtut, eldal da halacha nemra b'ksivas divrei Torah, divin in Sirtut. And therefore you might have thought tefillin also. Mitzah, the Ksivas tefillin would require Sirtut. That's what the Rambam has to come up with another reason to say that no, because it's covered, even though it has a din of Ksivas tefillin, it does not require Sirtut. That's the Rambam's Chakira, whether it's a din in the Ksivas Torah or a din in the Chefsa Shel Torah. Maybe that's what's behind Tosfos, the suffix. Tosfos which says, can you put in Sirtut after you do the Ma'aseh Ksiva? So maybe if you say it's a din in the Torah itself, the Torah has to be scored. Not that it's part of the Ma'aseh Ksiva to score it, because then you would require it beforehand as part of the Ma'aseh Ksiva. But maybe if it's only a din of the Torah itself, and not like the Rambam, then it would be allowed even afterwards. So maybe that's like that Reb Chaim is part of what's behind Tosfos, the suffix. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, continuing on Yerchesav Aleph, Kasva al Shnei Dafin Psula. If somebody wrote the Megillah Sota in two columns, what we would call it. Shnei Dafin here means two columns. Tosfos says, Rashi says, Ho Asuyin Amudim. Psula, right, it's puzzle, right? A Megillah has written one column. The Torah has all various different columns. Not every Torah has the same columns. Right, we have the halacha is that a sofer has to write the Torah based on a previous Torah. But there are sometimes you go look at a tikkun and you look at the Torah; it's different. Not every Torah is the same. There are certain halachos that are required by all the amudim. Every amud is required to start with a vav. Right, the vav in ha'amudim that's required. But not every Torah has the same vavs. There are, we've mentioned this before, there are Ramah quotes in Yoredeya, there are six columns that the Misorah is, they must be on top of a column. These six words have to be on top of a column. And no matter what your Torah looks like. And that's what we have is true. Six, what six? So, first one is easy, Bracious, right? But the six are, Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav, B'Kashamo. Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav, one of them is a Machlokas, what it is. So Bracious and Yehud is, Yehuda, they wanted the Yehudas, Beis Yud Hei, Hei is, Mem is Batovu, and the Shin is Shmar Lecha, and the last Vav is Via Idabam, the end of the Torah, I remember the Yud and the Hei, that is, it's mentioned in Yoredeya, and the Taz and the Shach discuss what they are. But those are specifically on top of columns. The Torah obviously has to be written with columns, in specific ways. But the Megillah Sota is not allowed to be written in columns. Kasval Shei Dafim Psula. Sefer Echad Amar Rachman Avalo Shtayim Avalo Shlosha Svarim. Sefer Echad, one and not two or three. Kasav Os Achas. Umachag Os Achas. What happened if I write one letter, and then I dip it into the water, and it gets erased? And then, because of osachas, osachas, I keep writing one letter and erasing it in the Meisota, one by one, psula, that is not allowed. Tichsiv, va'asala ha-kohen es kala torazos. The Kohen has to create and write this entire Torah. Kala torazos. Therefore, it has to be, it's not so good. Some of the Rishonim ask, what's the Havamina? You didn't have Shem Hashem. You have to erase Shem Hashem. That's the whole din. You had a Yud, and then a Hey, and then, Of course not. So some other, the Meiri, has a day here that it means you wrote word by word, not letter by letter. So if it's word by word, it's a little more understandable. Boy Rava. What about so everything up to now was clear, that was the Brisa. But now we have Sveikos. Boy Rava. Kasav Beis Megillos Lashnei Sotos. What if I wrote two Megillas for two Sotos, as I was supposed to? Every Sota gets her own Megillah. Umachkan Latos Kos Echad. But then I erased them both in the same cup. Mahus, what's the halacha there? Ksiva Lishma Be'inan Vahaika. The ksiva was done properly, so that's fine. O Dilma Bina Nami Mechika Lishma. Or do I need Mechika, a respective Mechika, for each and every Sota, and I didn't have that here. I put them both in the same water. V'imtim Salomar Bina Nami Mechika Lishma. And if you want to say that's puzzle, and it's no good, what happens if Machkan Bebeis Kosos? You had a Mechika Lishma. You erased them in two different Kosos. V'chaz Ve'irvad. But then you mix them up. Then you put them into one kamahu. Mechika lishma be'inan veha'ika odil mahalav didakash asya mahalav didakash asya. Each one might not be drinking their own water. So therefore even the shtia has to be separate and unique. Continuing, there's something to say, but let's continue. V'intim salomar halav didakash asya mahalav didakash asya. And if you say that it's a problem, what happens if chazer v'chilkan mahu? What if you then split it up again? Yesh breira, o ein breira. Do we say that once you split it up, we could view it as if each one is drinking their own waters, and therefore it's okay? Or ein breira, once it's mixed up, it's mixed up. Teku, so these last three questions are not answered. A couple of points to make about these ideas. Number one, Stipler. Says the Stipler right here. He has one piece, Simon Hay, on Sota, Ha'aris Beperek Beis. So this is one of the Ha'aris on the second parak of Mesecha Sota. He asks, what's the Havamina that we could give these women before they drank it together? Before they split it up, you put it together, then they split it up. So you might think you could give them each to drink. The Meis Sota were an Iskandish Beklisharis. So how are we allowed to give it to them? It's an Isra Me'ila. When they're drinking their own Mesota, okay, this is their own, this is the din of the Torah, but if I drink a woman's Mesota, if the Sota does, if someone else drinks it other than the Sota, that's an Isra Me'ila. So how can we even give it to them? Well, l'chor yesh ladun, demikom makom asur lashkosan, d'amayim he make kiyor shehuktushu beklisharis, ukedichsiv mayim kedoshim, unihi demashe nimchak b'shila sharya rachman alishtos, yes, this specific water is a sharya, mikom makom mashe eno shayachla, ha'havi hektish v'asur b'ana. It's asur b'ana. Aye, he writes in brackets, you want to say it's not really hana if she's guilty? What kind of hana is she getting? It's not really going to bring her such great hana. But still, 2 points. Number one, she might not die. Number two, the Maisa Shtia might be Nechshav hana, even if ultimately it doesn't give her hana. Right? Mikamakam Shema Tahora Yumar Vichash Israel Zara. Call Panim, let's say, what if she's thirsty? Vade Anahi. Even if in a few seconds it's not going to do so well for her. The Ein Lomar, and you can't say that right after Misha Shukshu Lashka Asa Paka Kedusha Samayim. You can't say that right when it becomes Chukshar to drink, right when the Shem Hashem gets erased, then there's no more Kedusha. No, you see from elsewhere clearly that there's still Kedusha. The Ein Lomar, he says maybe it's based on what we're going to have on Sunday's Daf. Right, Daf Chaf, the Torah, the Shmuel tells us that the halacha is you have to put something bitter into the water. Put something bitter because it's called Mayim Hamarim. So Mayim Hamarim not only means it's going to be bitter for what happens possibly, but you have to make it bitter. Tzorach Sheitin Ladavar Marlo Tocha Mayim. Mayim Hamarim. So maybe if that's true, so then if it tastes very bitter, so it's Shalok Kederach Hana'ah, and therefore there is no Me'ila on a Daraisa level. It's bitter. Right, Vagabi Isuri Me'ila Sharimi Daraisa Shalok Kederach Hana'ah. And that's the suggestion of the Stipler. He doesn't go to the next step and discuss what we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, about what his son talks about in time of the Krut. Do you make a bracha on the Me'isota? You make a shah, does a woman make a shahako on the Me'isota? That is not clear. Doesn't talk about it in the Gemara. So, but if you say that, like the Shmuel says in the Afchav, you put it in Me'imarim, if it's bitter, maybe there's no bracha. Maybe there's no bracha. That's how bitter you make it. Right? We know the Gemara tells us elsewhere. If you have bitter medicine, if it's bitter, so then you don't make a bracha on it. Gemara and brachas, right? If there's a sweet. So, could be maybe that's why the Gemara thinks it's obvious that there's no bracha. It depends how bitter one makes it. But the Stipler discussed that regarding the Isra Me'ila. Number one. Number two, the other important point to make is the Psak. The Rambam paskins by all these fakers, lechadchila, don't do it. B'di'eved, don't make her drink again. That's the Rambam's middle psak. Middle psak, the Rambam quotes this in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Sota. Mizchmachkan l'shnei kosos v'irvan, v'chazar v'chilkan b'shnei kosos lo yashkosan, v'yimhishke kasher. You shouldn't do it lechadchila, because it's a sveka d'dina, but if you did it, kosher. And he said, Nishbechu v'nishtayir mehem lo yashke. We're going to get to this also. If some of it spilled out, and then you have a little bit left, don't give her the drink. That's Ashar. Don't give her the rest. V'im hishka kosh. If you did, it's okay, it works. Ask all the achronim on the Rambam. This is a sveka d'dina. So, what does that mean? Suffolk whether this is still going to work as the mei sota. The woman drinks it. She's still a suffolk sota. It's a suffolk daraisa. Suffolk Ashes Ish Sazinsa. How could we allow them to be together? Say, yeah, it's okay, it's good enough. We're not sure if it worked, but it's okay, you can stay together. How is that possible? So explain the Achronim. The Ar Sameach writes this in one place. The Avi Ezri writes this, a very important yesod. In this beset, we had a little bit of this already back on Daf Beis, this idea. And that is, we know Sota, it's a suffolk, it's not a Vadai. It's a suffolk. There was kinui, there was stira. If there was eishes ishes in samamish, okay, but there wasn't eishes ishes in here. The whole idea of the process of sota is a chiddush. There are, she had warning, and then there was kinui, machlokes, when you needed two eidim, when you needed one eidim, and we don't know. But what did the Gemara say? Raglayim ledover. What did that mean? There's a good chance. The probabilities point to the fact that the husband knew that this woman had something with this guy, and he warned her, and they had yichud, so there's a very good chance. Raglayim ledavar. That uprooted her cheskas tara. Says the Ar Sameach, so you don't need aid de birur. You don't need full edus to get her back to the previous state. Because what got her out of this state? Only raglayim ledavar. So that's the Rambam Shita. This is enough to get rid of it. Because there's a good chance that these Mesota were good enough also. It's just as good of a suffake that it would work, that it wouldn't work. It's good enough to remove the Raglayim Ladover. And therefore you're back to her Cheskas Tara. That's the Ar Sameach. He quotes this. Vanirali, the Mashamo Ashtia, Mashamashka Osa, Amers Chus Talala. I, and we're gonna have Hashem also on Daf Chaf. I, there is Chuyos, that maybe it was Chus Tola, that's why it didn't work. But so how can you, let's say according to the Deis that say that it was a schus tolala, and therefore she's going to be punished in 5 years from now. So how can you let her be married to her husband in the interim? The answer is, once you have any reason to remove the raglayim ledavar, so then we say it's oklay. Destira eina raklo tzia mechazaka, v'nishara misafik tmeya, v'su gazarachmona le toras tuma vadai, af negan achazaka, deina tmeya v'toras vadai, v'chichshasya, desu ika hochacha ksas, demidishashasa v'lo mirsasa mibidikasan, shetei bitra tzava. Remember, she also was not scared to drink. If she was guilty, she might be scared. That's another reason. If she was willing to drink, you might say, oh, she's too stubborn to admit it. Or, she's probably innocent because she's willing to drink it. So once she drinks, even though we have some sveikus about whether it should have worked, whether this, we say it's good enough. The raglayim ledavar is not a hochacha brura, says the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Yudches. He says, that's the pshat here of the Rambam, the psak of the Rambam. Heichi d'lo bat kos amayim, b'shut d'lin is barn, is bat d'raglayim ledavar, v'su avi safi kachol sveikas, v'yazlina basar chazaka d'ila, v'tahora l'bayla. Very important, Ar Sameach, to explain these psakim of the Rambam, l'charchila b'di'evit. Good, and one final point on this line, the Gemara here brings in Breira. If the waters got mixed up and then you split it up, do we say Breira or not? Tosas here points out that there are really, Tosas Dibiraskal Chazar, that this Breira is not exactly similar to most Breiras. It's similar to some other Breiras. But what are most cases of Breira? Right, the Amshal Shlomo, if you remember, calls this one of the most complicated sugyas in Shas. He says, Breira is Rechava Minayam. This sugya, and he has 20 pages. He has Kuntras Dine Breira in, I think, Maseches Gittin. So the Amshal, but the Tosas here says that there are many types of breiras. The usual breira is where something was not clear originally, it became clear later on, and our question is, could we see the roots of the clarity in the past? Somebody dies, and he left Yerusha to all of his kids. This kid split up the Yerusha. Do we say that we could already see the roots of the splitting up before the Yerusha actually was split up? Right? Or, right, any type of, something that is not clear. That Tosfos says, Dirasul Chazar. Hailo dami lebrera demadlam and abor. Most breras, it's not clear at the beginning. It's split up. Do we see the roots of the distinctions earlier? What's going on here? It was clear. Then it got mixed up. Now it's getting split up again. So that's not a regular, this is trying to say, is this split up just like it was split up earlier? That might be even harder breira to say. Or easier, depending on which way you look at it. Tosfos just points out it's different. And Tosfos says, but all of these cases are called breira by Shas, by the Gemara. He says it's not like the Gemara there in Baba Kama, or, and it's also like the case where somebody has wine and they want to drink from it on Shabbos, and they say, okay, what I leave over is going to be the Truma and the Meiser, the Chulu. So he said, Tosfos says, it's not similar to all. But, look on the third wide line, last word, Umiyu Chazinan, the Kamaisi La, Shar Breros. You see, the Gemara always connects all of these Breros. Alma, Deleka, Leifluge, Bein Breros, Shehukra, Mitchila, Lashar Breros. So you see, the Gemara is putting all these together, and at least linking them on a basic level. That's a chiddush, because you might have said, at least some Rishonim say there's a big difference, and you gotta explain them why the Gemara calls it Breira here. A very loose connection. Remember Tosfos, we like to quote him in Sekhas Tmura. Tosfos on Daf Lamed discusses, why don't you say, let's say our Gemara says, it was split up, and then it got mixed together, it split up. Why don't you say, let's say you have one, treif hamburger that got mixed up with, a bunch of treif hamburgers. And let's say it wasn't enough to be mevatelit. So Tosfos asks in Temura, why do you ever say that there's ever Isser Shenis Arev Beheter? Take one out and say, oh, Breira, I took out the Isser and the rest is kosher. We don't say that. If it's already batel, we say, oh, the Chumra, you might have to take one out. But that's just as a Chumra. But ask Tosfos, why is there ever a need for Bittel? Just take, according to the Mandamar Breira, just take one out. That's Tosfos' Kasha. It's one of those kashas that you know there's an answer to. But Tosfos says, it's Tzvura Daflama, Yishla Tamua. He says, B'chol Isser Hamura Veheter, Nismach Abrera, V'nishkol Kishira Isser V'idach Lishteru. What is Tosfos' answer there? This isn't really Brera. Brera means when it was never Huvrar Mitchila, and now he's splitting it up. But in the case where it was Huvrar Mitchila, Nikar Ha'Isser, and then it got mixed up, of course you can't take one out and say it's the Isser. So that's a little difficult with our Tosfos, because our Tosfos explains the Gemara, it's all Breira. But that Tosfos is being Machalik, where you have, maybe there's a difference between Isser V'Heter and just items that are just together, not Isser V'Heter, like Yerusha, like our case over here. But it's a important Tosfos to be aware of, Tumur Daf Lamed. Other Rishonim say it too. The Ritva says it in Yuma, but gotta put that with our Tosfos here. Okay, let's continue. Boy Rava, right in the middle. Asks Rava, Hishka Besiv Mahu. What if the woman was given to drink with a sieve? What does sieve mean? Says if you look on the side of the Gemara, in the Maseres HaShas, he quotes the Aruch. Sieve means, Nasan ha-siv b'mayim, some type of straw you put in the water, Ubala ha-siv b'mayim, kim in svog, and the straw became absorbed with the water. And then the woman sucks on the straw to get the water out. Does that work? Is that called the woman drinking? That's the Aruch. If you look in Rashi, and it seems like other Rishonim say, no, siv just means like what we would call a straw. Not drinking from the what's absorbed in it, but it was hollow. Rashi says, Shehu chalul, kederach sha'tinoko shosin. Like the kids use. They had straws in those days too. Right? So is that called a drinking? Is that good enough? So mahu. Bishvoferes mahu. What about some other kind of tube? That also sounds like a straw mahu. Derech shtia bakach, or ain't derech shtia bakach? Is that called derech shtia or not? Drinking with a straw. Teku, so that is no answer given whether that is good enough or not. So let's just go for ask for another context. There's a suffix here, whether that's a maisa shtia. Do you have to make a shahakal if you use a straw? Yes. Right? That's called enough normal. You don't say, oh, I'm using a straw. It's shalo kederach hashtia. No, nobody's going to say that you don't have to make a shakal. What about for dalal kosos? You're not allowed to use a straw? You have to do it. How many mitzvos do we have? We have kiddush, yes. But how about dalal kosos? The Sharma Sinai Balacha here discusses whether dalal kosos would be okay. He says, Pashtus, yes. Right, we know zakenim sometimes, and it'll be easier. You're drinking with a seba. Maybe it's easier. You don't spill it all over, right, to use a straw. So the Sharma Sinai Balacha here quotes, O nearly ishlis topic, binyan shtias dalal kosos b'la pesach. He said there are shtiolo. Says v'nira the ish l'chalik. Mistama, it works. Tahacha ha-kohen hishka osa. There's a hashka'a. So maybe because the kohen has to be mashka her, that's why there's a suffix. Not so much a suffix in a maisa shtia. It's a maisa hashka'a from one to the other. That's where there's a suffix. Mesubek hashad. Avkshu shosa ha-koses ba'atzmo be'seba. Nicha yoser la-shosa. L'shos erach shoferes. So the problem nishpach be'akos. You spill, right? Sometimes at a hospital, right? If somebody can't get out of bed, they drink with a straw. So pashtus, that's a beautiful chilek of the Mesharim Zayin Balacha. Only here there's a suffix because it's hashka'a. It's not a shtia. The poskim also discuss something interesting. We know there's a halacha of yayin pagum. L'chadchila, we're not supposed to use pagum wine. What's pagum wine? Wine that somebody drank from. That's the definition of pagum. If I make kiddush and I drink from the kos, so I have pagumed up that what's in the kos. If I pour it out first and then drink from it, so then it does not pagum up the wine. Pagum is wine that is one is drank from. What if I use a straw? Does that make it pagum? Is that called drink it direct? Is pagum that my lips were on this kos? Right, is that the problem? Or is it that I drank from it? We know it's easy to unpogum wine, as long as you have some other liquid to put in it. Right? It always goes by what's poured in. That's why if somebody drank from a kos of wine and they want to use it again, you can't just pour it back into the bottle because that's now pogumed up your entire bottle. You have to first pour some from the bottle into the cup, so now everything in the cup is not pogum anymore, and then pour it back into the bottle. Fine, that is that's the halacha. That's why if somebody comes after I make kiddush, like, oh, I want to make kiddush. So can they use my half a cup of, yeah, they just fill it up, whatever is poured in. So the Shvus Yaakov was asked, says using a straw, pug him up the wine, 300 years ago. So he says, you know what? You might as well put a little more in. It's davar she'en bo tircha klal. So, and you're allowed to even put a little water. It doesn't have to be wine. Put a little liquid in. Any liquid that's poured in from the top, that's the halacha. So he was asked. He was asked as kasha, and the shoel said, oh, he brings a raya in peda. Says the Shvus Yaakov, you know what? You might be right, but it's not 100% clear. So you know what? Mios tov al tikre ra lo hakel neged dasa omrim denitzo chibur mikli. Right? Because you get hechasha hekana mechuber lakli. Right? It's not such a difficult thing, so just, you know what? Treat it as pagum. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Boy Ravashi, next Shaila. Nishbechu mehen v'nishtayru mehen ma'u. What if some of it spilled out? Look, Adchili is supposed to give her the whole all the water that's there that was used for the erasing. What if there's some left? So ma what falacha teku. So again, unclear. Again, the Rambam quoted l'chadchila b'dieved here, and the Rav Avia Ezri, Rav Shach, in his commentary on the Rambam, Hilchasota says something very similar to what the Ar Sameach said to explain this halacha. Why should it's might be likuvo? What's the suffix? So again, it's just to remove the raglayim ladavar. Amar Reb Zera Amara beishvuos amuris pasota lama. Why do we have two shvuos? It mentioned in sota, right? It says twice v'hishbia. Right? We went through the psukim already yesterday. Achas kodem shenim b'cha megillah v'achas la'achas shenim b'cha. One is before the megillah is erased, and one is after. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Mask of La Rava. Travayu Kodim should become a Gilaksivan. What do you mean? They're both written before. Travayu Kodim should become a Gilaksivan. She has to accept the Shvua before the Kohen writes it. She has to accept it all. So what do you mean once after? So Elam Arava, what are the two Shvuas? It's two types of Shvuos. Acha Shvua Sheishima Allah. One's a Shvua that has within it a curse. The Acha Shvua Sheinima Allah. And one has a Shvua that does not have a curse. Heichi Dami Shvua Sheishima Allah. What is a Shvua that has a curse? A Shvua that doesn't have a curse. We know what that is. Swear that you, I mashbia you that you did it or you didn't do it. Right? That you Tame or not Tame. But what's a Shvua Sheishima Allah? Sagmara has three tries. Amrav Amram, number one. Amar Rav. Mashbieni alecha or alayach shalonitmes. Right, I swear that you did not become tame, that you were not guilty. Shem nitmes yavobech, because if you are, the water is going to go into you and do its job. That's the shvua sheishima Allah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, no. Allah luchuda kaima b'shul luchuda kaima. That's not a shvua that has an Allah in it. That's a plain shvua. I swear to me that you weren't tame. And then the coin just adds, if you are the water is going to do its job. So Elam Arava Rava gives a different shot. Mashvieni alayach she'im nitmeis yavovech. I swear that if you were Tameh, it's going to happen. Maybe that's the shvua sheishi ma'al Allah. Amar Rav Ashi, Allah ika shvua leka. That's just the curse. You're not making her swear anything. You're just saying, you are cursed that if you did this, right, that shvua is only going on the Allah. It's not going on her. So, Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says as follows. Mashbi'eni alayach. Two things. He makes her swear. Shalom nitveis. Number one. That's the shvua. And v'im nitveis. And this is also, the mashbi'eni is also going on this. V'im nitveis yavo bech. So that's the lashon that you have a shvua that has an Allah as part of it. Okay, says the Mishnah. Almahi omeris amen amen. What does she say the double amen for? Right, we know that is the what is said at the end of the Parsha of Sota. And we had the discussion yesterday in the Tanoim, what exactly is written on the Megillah Sota. A double amen. Double amen. This could be the only time in halacha where we say a double amen. In Chutz La'aretz, they say a double amen. Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen. Right, that is the, but in general, amen, and we say it every morning, right, in Vayivarev David. But that is generally a halacha that we're not supposed to say. The Ramah discusses in Simin Samach Aleph. Simin Samach Aleph, the Ramah says, we're going to do two important halachas. Simin Samach Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hashem hu ha'elokim, sh'omrim oso b'yom kippur, b'tfilas ne'ila zayin pamim min ha'kashuru. Okay, number one. The Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchus Kriyashma, Hashem hu elokim, it's a good minam. Ramah, v'yesh omrim, sh'yesh li zahir, sh'lo la'anos al shum bracha, beis pa'amim amen. It's a Ramah, in Arachayim. Don't say amen twice to any bracha. Don't say amen amen. Right, we're not appropriate. Why? Says the Mishnah Berura, "Degamze mechzi kashtei rishuyos." Right, just like the Mishnah Brachas discusses saying certain things twice, saying Shema twice. Right, so it's like saying Gamay twice. Right, that is not appropriate. Vayin magen Avram shemekel b'davar aval achronim eskimu lasar. What if he says Amen ve'Amen? That's okay, says the Mishnah Berura. V'imu omer Amen ve'Amen shari kidechziv baruch Hashem liolam Amen ve'Amen. And that's what he says. He says, "I'm prima gadim shekasa davar chadish baze." And the prima gadim says something new. V'hu dishrei gavni amen. Two types of amen. Echad sha'ani ma'amin u'mechazek shekein hu ha'emes. I agree. V'asheni shupirish shel bakasha ratzo lomar she'ya'aminu advarim. Amen. I agree. Amen. It should really take place. It should really take place. V'yimalei mishal oseinu. V'yimkein bibracha sheishbos b'shnei inyanim. So therefore, it says the Brit Megadim, if you have a bracha that has two inyanim, al derech mashal, rafeinu Hashem b'nei rafe, rofe chole amo Yisrael. So it's a prayer and it's a declaration. Hashem, please. Hashem, you are. So then, shaper yeshlom or base pamim amen. That's the chiddush of the Brit Megadim. If your two amens are for two different kavanas as part of the bracha, then you could say two amens. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, this is from the Birkei Yosef and the Shari Tshuva, what happens if you hear two brachas at one time? Two people are making brachas, and they basically ended at the same time. So then could you answer two amens? V'im nizdabin lo lanos al beiz dvarim, efshar de amen echad yala lakan alakan, v'im yomer amen v'amen adif tfei. Either you could say one amen on both, or if you want to say amen v'amen, then it's okay too. It's okay too, but even though the Ramah says saying Amen twice is no good, as we just saw, there is some flexibility. If you say Amen v'Amen, if it's not a bracha that has multi-themed, if you hear two different ones, that is the two Amens. Right? It's also quoted later on in Simin Kuf Chaf Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses, you have to be very careful to not miss an Amen. V'yanu Amen achar kol bracha. Bein osam sheyatsu yidei tefila, bein osam shelo yatsu. Ubechavana sheyachavid belibo emesi abracha shebirich hamavarech va'ani ma'amin bazeh. We can have a whole shiur about amens, but amens are all crucial, right? And the Mishnah Berurah there quotes the same Birkei Yosef that if you hear two brachas at once, you could say it. But here, the source of the amen va'amen idea is right here. She says, the Torah says, Amahi omeres amen va'amen. What does the woman say amen va'amen for? A double amen, because she has two kavanas. Amen ala Allah, amen ala shvua. She accepts the curse and the oath that she didn't do it. Amen me'ish zeh, amen me'ish acher. Amen, that I didn't do anything with this man that I had stira with that is the focus of this discussion. Or amen me'ish acher. Whoa, what's going on here? Another man. Doesn't say a word about another man. Says Rashi, this is the source in the Torah for the concept of Gilgul shvua. literally rolling a shvua. If I am a chayev you a shvua, once you've taken the shvua, the Beis Din will say, you know what? No, swear about this too. We're making an oath anyway, so swear about this too. Rashi, right, says, give me kan legilgul shvua ben haTorah. It's a major topic in the Masech HaShvuas and elsewhere, but Metziah, right? So this is the source of it is right here. Isha Sota, Amen Yisrael, Amen Yish Acher, Amen Shlosa Tisi Arusa V'Nesua, Amen that I didn't stray, whether I, when I was in Arusa, whether I, when I was in Nesua, this Shomeres Yavam, or even if now they're married and she had been a Shomeres Yavam, V'Knusa, or the Yavam is saying, after I have already married you, Amen shalom nitvesi, vim nitvesi yavobi. And amen that I didn't, I was not guilty. If I'm guilty, I accept the fact that the water is going to do this to me. So all the different cases. There is lumdis in Gilgul Shvua. Just mention the Chakira. That all the Achronim talk about this Chakira. How, what is Gilgul Shvua? How does it work? Is it that I'm a chayev you one Shvua, and that Shvua causes another Shvua? Or, I am a chayev you a shvua, and that same tevia that I am demanding shvua one, you're allowed to demand shvua two. But it all has to do with the toveya. Many nafkaminas. What if the person is not toveya the other shvua? What if the husband here doesn't say a word? He just wants to swear about this guy. He doesn't care about other guys. He doesn't care. So is it the husband's, is he the source of the gilgul? Or is it that, no, it's the shvua is the source. Is Bezdin Megalgel, or the Kohanim Megalgel on that. Let's say, for some reason, the person is not taking the first Shvua. Mitoch Sheni Yachal Shavu Mishalim. Maybe he's chashed on Shvua A. Does he take Shvua B? Or no, once Shvua A is not being taken, Shvua B is not being taken. So those are two of the nafkaminas. Is it the Shvua causes the Shvua, or is it the Tfiya causes both Shvuas? Okay. Either way, let's get back to this. So the Mishnah says that all of these are included in her Shvua. Rashi quotes, what's the language of Shomeres Yavam, which we have all over Shas? Shomeres Yavam, Rashi says right here, Mitzapeh umamtenes liyavam shiyibmena. Right? She's waiting. Shomeres means she is expecting and looking forward. She's waiting to be taken in Yibam. Kamo, like, va'aviv shamar sadavar. Right? By Yaakov Avinu, after he heard the dreams in Parshas Vayeshev, he shamar sadavar. What did Rashi say there? You remember? Yoshivu mitzapeh masayavo. Yaakov knew he was expecting it. It's exactly what Rashi says here. Yoshivu mitzapeh masayavo, she's waiting for it. And the Arachayim HaKadosh over there in, connects this in by Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Zashavis. Vishamru, like Shomeres Yavam, Yoshevu Mitzap and Masa Yavam. The whole week, we have to be Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos doesn't only mean on Shabbos. It means the whole week, Shomer Shabbos. Shomer means waiting with anticipation for it to come. Shomeres Yavam, Shomer Shabbos, right? All of those are connected. Rabbi Meir Amar, Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Amen Shalom Etma. Right? Amen. That I haven't become Tamei, and it's also a Kabbalah that I won't be Tamei in the future. Etma. Right, the Achronim say it's somewhat unusual. Right, she has an Isser, the Torah tells her she can't be Mazan in the future. Right, you need a new swearing. Mushba v'yomei me'ar Sinayu. That's unusual, but once we're doing it, we emphasize it. Hakol shavin, shein masnima, lo al kodeb shetisaris, lo al acher shetiskarish. But it's not included if she wasn't faithful before Erisin or after Gerishin. Meaning, at a time when she wouldn't be asura to her husband, if she was mizana, so then that is not included. Nistra la echad v'nitmez v'acharka chechzira lo ayamas neima. If, what if she had stira, she had yichud, and v'nitmez, and then, that was in the time that after the husband divorced her, and then he took her back, lo ayamas neima, you can't make a tzai about that. Because again, at that time, if there was a znus in between when she was divorced, so then it wouldn't asur, and therefore it's not included in the oath. Zeh klal, and this is the general rule. Kol she tibah v'lo haisa asura lo la'ya masne ima. If she wouldn't be asura from it, so then it is not included in the Tanai. There is a Tosfos, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Megillah. Tosfos that maybe it should be more famous. Maybe it is famous, but Tosfos asks in Megillah daf tesvav on the Gemara about Esther Amalka, Kasher Avaditi, Avaditi. She says, now I'm becoming Asura Labayla. Asks Tosfos, why didn't Mordechai divorce her right before she went back to Achashverosh? And then she would have been with Achashverosh, and afterwards he would have taken her back. What would it be? So what now, right? The big discussion up until now, she was going ba'ones, and now she was going baratzon. So now she was going to become a asura labayla, her husband Mordechai. So why didn't Mordechai just divorce her? What does our Mishnah say? That if a woman is mizane in between, it's not osera sabayla. So why didn't Mordechai divorce her? That's the kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos answers, why? Because they were trying to keep a secret. Right? If he would have divorced her, so that he would have needed Eidin, there would have been a call, Achashverosh would have found out. So for technical reasons, he couldn't divorce her. Unbelievable. That's what Tosfos says. Yesh lo, but if he should call Maaseh HaGet, who al pi Eidin, v'haya yareish, p'hed yisparseh, v'adavar, l'malchus. Amazing. That is what Tosfos says. If you look in the Rashba there, the Rashba says, so just be divorced from Ksav Yad. There are some who showed him say Ksav Yad beget, meaning just write again without Eidim. Without Eidim. So some say, oh, you still need Eidim Mesira. Still need Eidim Mesira. But there's a Noda Yehuda. Noda Yehuda. We've quoted other parts of this Noda Yehuda before. This is the Noda Yehuda. Remember the case about the Maharik, that there are 20 Jews that were taken as hostage, and the guy was going to kill all of them, and one woman went and seduced the pirate and was able to be mezada with him and save all of them. So the Yehuda says she did the wrong thing, right? Against the other achronim that say she did the right thing, but she still asur labayla. Says the Noda Yehuda she shouldn't have done it. Gili Arayas. It's one of the big three. So in that same tshuva, he discusses this kasha of Tosfos, and he says, I'm sorry, but I'm arguing on Rashi. He says, I think he did divorce her. He did divorce her. The problem was marrying her back afterwards, because that needs a call. Like the Rashba says, use Ksav Yad, it's in private. But says that it would be Yehuda, to get her back would have been the problem, because avok shiach ziren achakach tzorech eitim lekidushin v'chupa. Machlokis in the Mitzias. We have to add, Beheri Bada Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach's gonna come, we're gonna ask Mordechai and Esther, did they get divorced? Machlokis, Rashi and the Noda Yehuda. The Mitzias said, I think they got divorced. Why? Because, okay, fine, there would be a kol, but at least she shouldn't violate Esher's Ishah's Insa. Forget the fact of whether she was going to become a Asurah Mordechai, but at least protect her from violating an Isserah is. So, Noda Yehuda says, for sure you divorced her. For sure. The problem was getting remarried. That's the, and it's amazing. So it just adds to the fact, at the end of the Purim story, right, one of the three reasons why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because it wasn't a full Gula. We were still Avdei Achashverosh. Which means, it wasn't that everybody lived happily ever after. They lived, but not happily ever after. Esther was still married to Achashverosh. Imagine, she was still married to Achashverosh, which was halachically wasn't a marriage, he was a guy, but she couldn't get married to Mordechai. Why? Why, at this point, Achashverosh knew that Esther was a Jew. But still, it sounds like, right, according to that Noda Yehuda, they still couldn't get remarried. Why? Would have been passed for the king to be married, the Esther married to somebody else along with Achashverosh? So, for the rest of their lives, right, Esther could have halachically, but didn't. To protect Klal Yisrael, so to speak, to protect the interests. Amazing. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amnuna, Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa Asurul Yavama. Rav Amnuna says, getting back to Yavamas, a Shomeres Yavam that's Mizaneh, Asurul Yavama. We don't paskin that way. But a Shomeres Yavam that has Nus at the time before Yibum, right, that she's Asura to do Yibum. Mimai Midiktani. Why? You know what? From this Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that she only swears about the cases that would make her Asura Labayla. What's on the list? Shomeres Yavam. So, Midatani Shomeres Yavam Viknusa, E Amrit Bishlama Asira. If you say she's Asura, Mishamachi Masnabada. That's why she makes that tonight. Ela E Amrit Lo Asira Hechi Masnabada. But if you say she's not Asura, then why is that included in her oath? The Hatanan, the end of the Mishnah says, Zaklau, Kol She'ilu Tiba'el Veloti Asura Lo Lohay Masnima. Right, so Rav Hamnuna uses our Mishnah as a raya. Says the Gemara, no, our Mishnah is no raya to Rav Hamnuna. Amri b'mar Rav Alasilchzak Rav Hamnuna. We don't pass like Rav Hamnuna. Aye, so who is our Mishnah like? Ela hadik tani shemeres yava v'knusa hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. To Amar, ain't condition tovsa, mechavi lavin, umashi laki erba. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva either, but Rabbi Akiva says, right at length in Yavamis, but also right here, Rabbi Akiva says, Kiddushin or not tofis b'chayvi lavin. Not just chayvi krisos. We paskin chayvi krisos. Chayvi misas bezin. Rabbi Akiva paskins chayvi lavin. And therefore, as Rashi explains here, just like he says, Kiddushin or not tofis b'chayvi lavin, he would say mamzerus is created from chayvi lavin, and there's an isser labayla by chayvi lavin. right? Also, meaning if a woman is mamzerus, right? That's a bad example, right? Is there with a mamzer is a chayv lavin, but whatever, a grusha l'kohen that creates chalalim. But there are other isurim, nasin and mitzri, amonis. Some of those isurim. So Rabbi Akiva says that's chayv lavin, and therefore there would be no tefisas kedushin, and there would be an isur labayla, and that's what the Mishnah is going according to. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Mausha yasne adam on isurim harishonim. Can a man make a tznai on a previous marriage? Right, he's married to her a second time. Nisuin arishonim. He divorced her and married her again, and now he's kinei, it does kinei and stira. Al nisui achim mahu. What if he's married, he did yibum, and he wants to make sure that she was faithful to his brother? So the Gemara says, yes, tashma, zeaklal. Kol shetibah velote asura lo, lo hayamas nima. Ha asira chanami demasne, shvamina. In these cases, she would be asura. If a man's wife was not faithful, and then he divorced her, and then he married her again, but that woman is still asura to this husband because she wasn't faithful the first time. Or Yibam also. If she wasn't faithful to Reuven, she's also to do Yibam to Shimon. So that's why in all these cases, it would be included. Rabbi Meir Omer Amesh Lodet Dvesi V'chulu. Tanya says the Gebraisa. Lo Kish Amer Meir Amen. When Rabbi Meir says in the future, don't think that if she's not going to be faithful in the future, the water is going to be bodekas her right now. Just means when it happens. It is in a Kabbalah Shvua for the future, not right now. Asks everybody, what's the Havamina? That the water is going to work now? She didn't do the Avera yet. Because she might do an Avera, it's going to work now. Where's Bechira Chafshis? Where's Basher Husham? What's going on here? So there's got to be something deeper here. So the Menachas Chinuch says maybe the point is Shin Samach Vav. The point is that what happens if she accepts the water? She's not going to do anything in the future. But then before she's bazaar in the future, her husband isn't faithful, and we know the water doesn't work if the husband is not menukeme avon. So does it go by when she accepted the shvua now or when she did this nus in the future? So that's what the Gemara is telling us. It goes by the future. And therefore, if in the interim the husband is not faithful, that even though she accepted the Shavua now, it's not going to work. It goes by the future. That's how the Minchas Chinuch says the Gemara is talking about. Boy, Rav Ashi, just finishing this up. Maoshi Asa Adon, Nisu Ma'achronim. Do you say, what about in the future? The later Nisuin, within the Sheet of Rabbi Meir. Hashda Mia Lo Asira Le. Do we say, well, right now, a future marriage is not going to Asa her now. O Dilma Zilman de Magarish Lav Hadim Ahadila. But maybe it could connect. You could divorce her and then marry her again. Tashma hakol shavin shelo hayamasi malo al kodem shetit aris velo al acher shetiskarish. So you see, it's after gerushin. It's not going to. There's no. You don't do that. V'tistar leechad v'nitmeis v'achakach yachzirena lo hayamasne. Right. The fact that she has stira in the interim, she doesn't make a tanai. But there would be an Isra Labayla created if she would be Mizan and not be faithful once they are married again. So the Gemara says that could also be included in the Tanai as well. Shmamina. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, we'll stop here, but Hashem will continue, and we'll put up the last cycle, and then from Daf Chav we'll continue on Sunday. We'll be back, and in the next 3 months will be the new cycle, because I didn't give 7.5 years ago for the next couple of months. Okay, we'll stop here.